Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, which is actually not true because I'm re-recording this. From the floor at SHOT Show 2020 on Radio Row, this is Lock and Load. And I had this opportunity to have this discussion with this gentleman. It sort of landed in my lap. I'm very grateful for it. Joining me now is Jack Keister from Jack Keister Custom Incorporated out of Terrorsburg, Virginia. You went to Richmond.
Absolutely.
Get a little close. There you go. Perfect. I want everybody to hear you. So I saw the pictures of the overwhelming presence. I heard all these stories about this fenced-in enclosure they built. Did anybody actually go into that? Because
some of the guys that I went with did.
Yeah.
It was not hard to get into.
Right.
They wanted to separate the people who carried guns from the ones that, if you went in the fence, you could not carry a gun. Or a weapon.
Was it like a blue tent in the fence, inside the fence? I mean, what was special about being in the fence to where you couldn't have a gun in the fence?
That's where all the speakers were.
Oh.
And you could go in and supposedly meet your politicians. But
the pro-gun speakers.
And yeah. All of our politicians were ghosts. They were not to be found.
Oh. All the new ones that think they got the mandate.
They were scared to death.
Yeah.
It's Mr. North with his...
Coon Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Blackface. Now, this was, I was interviewed this morning about this, and I hadn't seen anything about it, but I was interviewed by a guy, and he said it was overwhelmingly peaceful. Why, I mean, does that surprise you? I was like, no.
Not at all.
Gun carriers, gun owners are the most peaceful.
I didn't see anybody argue.
Right.
You saw a number of weapons.
Sure.
There were a lot of armed guys walking around.
Yeah, serious.
They talked. They shook your hand. They would walk up to the police officers and shake their... I saw more police officers get their hands shook yesterday than I have in my entire life. It was cool.
Well, I mean, the rank and file... I know the rank and file law enforcement likes gun ownership. I know that they appreciate gun owners. I get that. I've seen the Police One survey. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
80? So you know what I'm talking about.
I have yet to talk to law enforcement in the state of Virginia that says they will enforce these new laws.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem for all of these would-be little tyrants that run around. They're not going to get very much out of this. So from there... Has there been any sort of feedback in the last day or so from the government of Virginia regarding this?
They're backpedaling a little bit.
Yeah?
They've already done away or said they're going to do away with, what is it, SB 16, where they were going to confiscate the ARs. That's gone. But you've got to read all the laws. There's so many. They're so vague.
Well, I've heard that they have a bill to where they don't want children to be taught martial arts.
Yes.
I've heard that they have taken...
I can't take my 10-year-old son deer hunting.
Is that because of the bill where they no longer want trophies?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of this stuff that's going on, I mean, this has got to be a radical departure for the people of Virginia. I mean...
Oh, yeah. You've heard this. They've awoken the sleeping bear. The problem, they kept saying, well, why didn't you turn out for the election? It might be because, well, that's right in the middle of hunting season.
Yeah.
And
I don't, you know, and I get that. I sort of get that. But at the same time,
you won't see that next November.
I don't think so. I think
it'll be out next November.
It's like that old monkey song. I'm a believer. I think they are very aware. And my biggest problem with this is that if they do pass any of these laws, I can't think of too many laws that have ever been repealed. So it's going. The incoming government for Virginia is going to have a really tough road to hoe. But at the same time, I think your populace is going to demand it. So it's going to be an interesting time.
There were more people there than what's being advertised.
Right.
Now, there might have only been that many in the fenced area.
Right.
But the streets were packed. Most of the time, you were lucky. You couldn't hear the speakers on the loudspeaker speaking.
Right.
Just when the crowd erupted and cheered, you could hear that. And you could tell it was a long way off. And we were elbow to elbow in the streets.
Right.
So there were more people there than what they're advertising.
What do you think was there? What are they advertising was there?
20,000. There was 50.
There was no way. I couldn't even see any grass. I could barely see the buildings.
There was 50 plus.
They're not used to that kind of turnout, are they?
No. One of the representatives said that he's been in the government for 8 years. He has never seen a crowd at the Capitol that big, ever.
The interesting part that I saw Northam get up there and say that there was militia groups that they thought were going to attack
the Capitol. Non-essential workers home early.
Yeah.
Told them not to come in.
And that part of it just cracks me up. Just because now he gets to explain why that didn't happen.
Oh, he's saying it's from his excessive police showing.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this. I have heard that in Virginia that there is a pretty good meth problem, fentanyl, opioid problem. That's a real problem. But you guys don't really have... You come in fourth in least amount of crime.
Yeah.
It's a relatively safe state.
Yeah.
So this dude is in here. He's got a real problem where he's got some people that are killing themselves slowly. And then he's got a non-existent problem. Where, I mean, at one time, not too recent or distant past, I remember that you guys were starting to have a little trouble with the MS-13, but you guys straightened that out, too.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
No. So, I mean, you guys are very effective when it comes to combating crime, real crime, and you have something going on right now where your people are aching in certain segments, and instead of attacking that, he's attacking you, and you didn't do nothing.
That's our government in a nutshell right now.
Yeah.
It's all political.
Yeah.
They don't want to fix anything. It's all political.
Well,
knocking for power.
Yeah. Well, that's politicians. I don't have the politicians that want to grab guns. I definitely don't have anything for them. The Republicans that don't come out there and start swinging cricket bats. I don't have a lot for them either.
I wish I could tell you how it's going to pan out. Nobody knows. Gosh, I don't want to say civil war. I don't want to even look that direction. But I can tell you they will only be pushed so far.
Well, the thing about the civil war is that the people that want to fight us, who are they going to send? These aren't combatants. Who are they going to send? They're not going to send the cops because they throw the cops under the bus every chance they get. The military has become like the Facebook brigade. So now with all of this other stuff that's going on, you know, they can call for a civil war. And I guess, was Antifa there?
I never saw them. Now, I've had different ones tell me they were there.
Yeah.
But for me to pick out the mask, because it was pretty chilly. It was cold.
Yeah.
So there were people wearing face masks.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that they were...
But you weren't they weren't ninjas.
No.
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 All right.
So to sit there and definitely say they weren't there... I can't do that.
Well, I'd like to do this. Before we run out of time, I'm going to give you my card. And I'd like for you to be my man on the ground in Virginia, if you don't mind doing that.
Oh, we'll call you.
Yeah, and then we can revisit this as we go.
Cause this is important stuff.
It is. This is one of those moments. It's a watershed moment in American history.
New Mexico, Montana, Michigan, the Carolinas. Had a guy come up to me from Arkansas. So we've got support. This is not just the state of Virginia. It's because if they get all this done here, it's going to spread.
Very good. Tell me, before we run out of time, your gun shop is Jack Keister Custom Incorporated in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
And this is Jack Keister. He was on the ground in Richmond. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today.
No, hey, great time.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Coming up next, we're going to revisit with the delightful Nikki Gozer and her very, very bad story. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you sort of live from the SHOT Show 2020 on Radio Row. I mean, it's live right now. One of my pet peeves has always been the way veterans get treated. I am a veteran. I do not like to see veterans get the short end of the stick. And joining me now is a man that has the roots. He has the military background. His name is Mark Bayless. He is the head of the Valor Clinic Foundation. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Tell me a little bit about the Baylor Clinic Foundation.
We're like a collective impact agency helping veterans struggling. Our motto is a hand up on the home front. We help veterans through the claim process to get service connected with the VA. We help homeless vets in the street. We run homeless veteran recovery centers where we put them up in housing and work through their issues to get them back on their feet. And included, we do counseling programs for veterans struggling with emotional scars of war.
What is the, isn't it, I have not partaken of a single benefit from being a military veteran. And that's simply because in not so much the military I found to be a very good family that I missed for a decade. I missed it for a decade after I left it. But the other agencies out there, the other civilian agencies out there have sort, I consider it to be a lackadaisical attitude towards veterans. What are your thoughts?
Well, when I got out, it was a sharp contrast to today. When I got out, my paperwork was filed, benefits of discharge. I was a war injured veteran getting out. They had a program to help speed the process, and I filed in October of 2006 while I was still on active duty, and it took until December of 2009 to finish finalize my paperwork for my benefits with the VA. It was a little slow.
Yeah.
There has been huge improvements recently, and the vets we're doing now are taking about 6 months, which is a huge improvement over the past. They're getting their exams quicker. They're getting their answers faster, and which is a very positive thing. I would still hope it would be faster yet, but it is. I don't understand why we can do a workman's comp in 10 days or 2 weeks, and a veteran's version of workman's comp takes 6 months. But we're making headway anyway.
So, how bad is veteran suicide?
I think it's a travesty so great that we don't comprehend the numbers. If you believe the studies, the official studies range from 24 a day to 17 a day. The common theme that people recognize is 22 a day. But at 22 a day since 9/11, we've lost more than 150,000 veterans to suicide. That's an astronomical figure, and it pales in comparison to the also tragic number that we've lost to armed conflict, which is, I still believe, still a little under 7,000 in the same period of time of war.
Right.
The war at home is taking a gross number of casualties, and part of it, I believe, is due to a social difference. It is the first time in history our veterans are better educated than the civilian populace. We've never had that before. And now we train them to be very good managers, very good think in advance, very good planners, and we make no mistakes, people die. And they bring that attitude out, thinking it's normal behavior and not that it's military behavior, into a world where it's me, and who cares, it's all good. And they have a lot of conflict, thinking they're going to square other people away. And when all their relationships start to collapse, they feel like the problem is them, and very soon they're... You combine that with emotional scars, and life can get very painful.
I remember that when I got out, that being in the civilian population, the first thing I felt like was that these guys had no idea what a real problem was. You know,
I get it.
I was in the beer business, and they called me one day and said, "You didn't leave enough old Milwaukee's best light beer." And I was like, "Is that an issue? Is that a problem?" And, coming out of the military and going back into the civilian world, especially now, with all these young fellows that have been out there, even today, even though we're not in a conflict, there's still a lot of operational kids out there doing it all the time.
Yes, sir.
And the civilian population, I don't like to use the term, but, I mean, they really are candy ass, aren't they?
Well, they're much different. Without question, I don't want to be a judge, but without question, they're much different.
I'll judge them.
And your comments are very consistent with what my veterans tell me in counseling.
Yeah.
The type of problems. Some of them, you know, I don't understand. I try to square away my kids. I try to square away my wife or my husband, and they treat me like I'm crazy. All we do is argue. They're the people I love the most in the whole world, and they don't understand. I'm just trying to help. And it gets, I don't know what's going on. They're scared of me. I hear comments like that all the time. And we help them learn to realize what motivates their behavior is very good. And it keeps them alive in war. But it's not their friend out here, whether we would choose for it to be or not. Society is so much different than us.
It's,
and you make a stark example of, really, the Milwaukee's best? Is a problem?
Another company, when I was a milkman, they said, you only left two quarts of skim milk. I said, well, I took out both the ones that they didn't sell last time. You must go back and correct this huge problem. I was like, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Yep.
I mean, even in peacetime, we were coming back from gunnery, and we had one of the 113s go off the end and roll, and it was one of those that had the Vulcan mounted on it.
Yep.
So the TC, he couldn't drop, so he just got pulverized.
Oof.
And this was just training.
Yep.
You know, in military, I was in during the Cold War. So
it's still pretty cold out there.
Yeah, it is. So when these kids come out and they're not understood, they're not understood for the self-motivation they got to have. They're not understood for the idea that they're going, you know, getting out there and saying, I'm going to start something, I'm going to finish it. And I'm going to finish it the best way I can. And I don't care what it takes to finish it. Nobody thinks like that in the civilian world now, do they?
No, they do not. So. It creates conflicts at work and at home.
Yeah.
Many states, they have double the unemployment rate of civilians. But yet, you never, because I follow up on the ones I work with to get on their feet, and I never hear they didn't work harder, they didn't show up on time, they didn't do a better job. What I always hear is the conflict with their coworkers from the bosses when they get fired. It's always the same thing, because they try to square away their coworkers who won't do what you just described.
Right.
And it becomes...
Lead by example.
Yep.
Right. Which, in the military, that's sort of a thing, and then...
Yep.
I remember when I was in, we had the BDUs, and they told us never to press the BDUs, and we all pressed the BDUs, and everybody was always trying to make the sharpest crease, even though they said don't have any creases and all this other stuff, because we all wanted to outdo the other.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the guys that I, and the guys, the kids today, and I'll say this right now, the kids today that are in the military on the ground are walking with kings and queens of the planet.
I get it.
They're walking with people that are unbelievably great at what they do, and they have no peers, no equals, and I hope they understand that.
I hope so.
When you're telling the people at the Valor Clinic, I hope you tell them that I understand, and other people understand that they're not the downtrodden; they're the exception.
And we, part of that's what we teach them. We teach them.
I'll tell you what. We'll do the other segment. You hang on. We'll be right back with Mark Bayless from the Valor Clinic Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are laying out the case against President Trump in the impeachment trial in the Senate. It's anybody's guess just exactly how long the trial will take. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says President Trump wants this to wrap up as soon as possible so Congress can get back to work.
I think he's willing to see this trial end very quickly. I think he would prefer that we just dismiss it and get on to lowering prescription drug prices, working on roads and bridges, you know, keeping the economy going.
Chinese officials say 17 people have died and more than 450 have been infected by the coronavirus. One of the cases involves a man in the United States who had traveled to China recently. The CDC is screening passengers traveling from central China at 5 U.S. airports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My bumps are like lead-ins to like a party or something. Joined again by Mark Bayless from the Valor Clinic Foundation, talking about veteran suicide. I've had an incident, like my first radio producer, he killed himself. I don't know.
My condolences.
I don't know why he did it. I had to actually speak to I spoke in a casual manner to a psychologist, and I had a dream about him, and that's when I talked to her, and she said he had peace when he made that decision to do this. And that's what it meant in the dream, because he told me in the dream he was good. And I don't see a veteran that would commit suicide coming to that moment of peace. When you guys are looking at it, as you're trying to intercede in this and everything, what are you finding among these people?
I'm finding a lot of social conflict and fatigue from emotional scars and social conflict combined in where there's a void of joy and no rest. And I'm trying to process your concept of peace at the end, and maybe that's possible. Maybe it's like, all right, it's over. I can rest.
Yeah.
And
well, it's not my concept. Somebody had to tell me that. I have looked at suicide, and I try to imagine what it's like to get to that moment where you say, this is all I got. I mean, what must that feel like?
It must feel awful.
Yeah. Especially for a warrior. And I mean, make no mistake, I know that everybody in the military is not Rambo. I get that part of it. But what I also know is that Rambo wouldn't be Rambo without the logistics train behind him.
Yep.
Everybody's a very integrated piece of the machine.
Yes, they are.
And the machine is all volunteer.
Yes,
totally volunteer. And if they would just get let loose, they'd go out there and just rule the world. So, yeah. You don't think so?
I'd like to. You know, you speak to, they're all volunteers.
Right.
What more altruistic thing can you do than volunteer to give your life for a purpose, an idea, a concept, for people that aren't even there with you, a way of life so that the people important to you can live free and free of oppression and live life to their fullest? There is no more selfless thing. There isn't. You can give all the money, you can give all the time, but you can't give anything as valuable as a commitment to give your life in service to others.
Well, especially military, because you're giving your youth.
Yep.
That's something you're not going to go back. You're not going to pass that way again. So
no. But that drives very strong convictions to be willing to make that kind of commitment.
Right.
That drives very strong convictions, and as they shape to learn to be good at that, so that they can be more responsible and help their brothers and sisters to the left and right come home safely. They learn to drive through to the mission, complete the mission no matter what, and they learn attention to detail so they make no mistakes, because if they make mistakes, people are going to get hurt,
right.
People are going to die. If they don't make mission, people are going to get hurt and people are going to die. And it becomes such an ingrained cultural behavior norm. And with that sense of responsibility, they also get taught to lead by example, like we talked about. And when you combine those things, when they come out, they believe they need to square people away that aren't doing well. They believe they need to work till the mission ends. They believe they should make no mistakes. People die.
And that don't play nowadays.
It doesn't play outside well.
Yeah.
And the social conflict becomes correct.
For any young veteran that's listening to this, I know what you gave up. I appreciate it. I did it too. If I could go back and do it again, I'd go back and do it again. I find no solace in what the civilians have, you know, the things they guarantee us, and I wouldn't count on having that guarantee. But the experience itself is just so rewarding to work with people and to be have that kind of a it's an unexplainable bond.
Yes, it is.
That occurs. And I don't have any issues or anything with my time in the military. I've already come to peace with whatever little devils I had inside me. And now I just it just fills me with a little bit of rage to watch the way these kids get treated when they come out of the service. Like they're supposed to, well, let's see, I just got out there and I was just in three or four firefights or whatever I was doing. And then now I'm supposed to go to work at Starbucks. This should be seamless. This should be an easy transition for me to make. So I get it.
Management skills should fit just fine.
Yes.
But the management techniques maybe don't match as well.
Oh, no. No, everybody there would quit.
Elevated expectations, what that young buck sergeant getting out of the service going
right
to work at Starbucks is going to expect from the people making the coffee.
Yes, sir.
Is not going to be what the civilians making the coffee are used to. And it's that cumulative, constant conflict at work, conflict at home, conflict at work, conflict at home cycle can wear them out.
It does. It will. But they can turn to you.
Yes, they can.
To Valor Clinic.
If you're a veteran out there and you would like to participate in our program, we call it a War to Peace Transition Program or a Service to Civilian Transition, to learn how to reintegrate society better. My next class starts in April. I'd love to hear from you. We want you to be part of it. If you're having struggles, particularly a lot of social conflict, we can help. Email me, mbayless@valorclinic.org. If you can't get to us, we'll figure out how to help get you to us. Three long weekends for 3 months with some homework projects to work on your relationships in between, so you can gauge progress and get some more advice, and then we'll do the next batch of classes and the next batch of group sessions and learning from other veterans how to cope when you get out, so that you can cut down that conflict and tone down those emotional scars and get some purpose back in your life. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how your life will change.
And it'll be like it was in the military, where the military once again takes care of its own.
Roger that.
And,
And you can bring your spouse, because some of the stuff, if the spouse understands whether husband or wife spouse, when they understand you better, they can do little things to move to the center and you can come closer together. It does wonders for the family.
If they don't understand, you can help them. And if they do understand, they can help you help that warrior. I just slipped you my business card. I think after we're all done with this and everything, that you ought to get in contact with me. And I'd like to do this on sort of a regular basis, just talk about what's going on.
Sounds good.
Just to keep on pushing this. For those of you who don't understand, and I completely get it, because only 1% of the population is ever going to be in the military throughout history of time. This does not make us exceptional. It does get mean that we love the country and what it stands for and the Constitution, and we want to defend you if you're not in the military. And when we go in, we get told we're going to get a lot of things that are not necessarily rewards. They're the same things you get after you've done, after you've toiled at a certain profession. But the one thing that they don't seem to do very well yet, and maybe it's because it's a new awareness or something, or maybe it's just because they're lackadaisical, I don't know. They don't help them transition. They don't help them depressurize. These are some people.
We could do a better job at it. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. So if you're in the military, and if you're getting out of the military, if you have seen combat in the sandbox wherever you've been, you owe it to yourself to contact the Valor Clinic Foundation. Let some military people help you make that transition. We need civilians with military backgrounds. If we don't have that, I don't know what happens to the country then. So, but, and definitely, it's never worth ending your life prematurely. It's a very, very...
don't make a very precious decision about a temporary problem.
Yeah, once it's like jumping out of a plane. You can't swim back in once you jump. No. When you've exited the aircraft, you are not coming back. Well, you might get on another one when you hit the ground. But real quick, tell everybody how to find you.
You can find us on Facebook, keyword Valor Clinic. You can private message us through Facebook, also at the same page. Me and myself, the board secretary, the only two people that answer those. You can email me at mbayless@valorclinic.org. Or you can find us on our website at www.valorclinic.org.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Sitting here on the floor of Radio Row and SHOT Show 2020, I've got to quit saying live. I'm getting tired of myself saying that. Talking to Joe Chambers, he's come back and been kind enough to come back after I talked to Mr. Bayless about veterans committing suicide. When you first started Chambers Custom Guns, were those guns that you started? What is the difference in the quality of the first Chambers Custom Guns that came out versus what you put out today?
I think a lot of it boils down to an evolution in parts,
right,
that we've been able to get. When I first started my own shop, I was kind of at the mercy of what I could get at the time. So things like frames, those really haven't changed much as far as our single stack stuff. But trigger parts, thumb safeties, grip safeties, mainspring housings, all the accessory parts that go on the gun, a lot of that has changed and the quality's gone way up in the past 10 years. Some of that is due to guys like myself in the industry that have pushed parts makers to make things the way we want them. And some of it is just technological advancements, CNC, wire EDM stuff, sinker EDM, all the ways that they manufacture the parts that can make them more consistently precise.
So as you were coming along, did you have to get with the parts manufacturers and say, listen, this tolerance is just not enough, this hardness is just not enough, this is not round, it's too rough coming to me?
Absolutely, yeah, and we still have to do that to some degree. You know, we still get parts in that I look at and I inspect and I go, yeah, this is never going to work. And so I call the parts maker up and they go, okay, we'll send you more parts.
With them, though, I mean, when you're looking at something, I'm sure you've seen something and said to yourself, that could be better if this was this way or that way. Have you reshaped certain?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And like perfect situation is the frames we use for the wide bodies, the 2019s. You know, for years and years and years, the 2011 frame has always had certain hole spacings off of the rails. And me and some friends who are in the industry have talked about changing it. Nobody was ever willing to do it.
Right.
Because this is the way it always has been. This is the way it works. Fine. Don't rock the boat, Joe. Well, you know me. You know I'm all about rocking the boat. So I went outside the normal scope of things and found a company that was willing to make the frames the way I wanted them. And not only did I rock the boat, I done flipped it over and dumped everybody out of it and just kept on going.
I'm noticing as I'm looking out there with some of the stuff, and I mean, I started seeing it with your stuff as an example, but the subtle differences in shape and contour that has manifested it. And if you didn't, like if you did a time lapse, you'd be able to see the big changes. But, I mean, it's really quite subtle.
Yes.
But does that add to the ergonomics?
Yeah, some of it does. And, you know, we've been very fortunate coming into 2020 to be able to team up with people like Ben Simonson down at Boresight. And there were a lot of people at first who messaged me and asked me, they're like, really, a Glock guy and a 1911 guy, how's that going to work? I said, well, I hope it works really well, because I like Ben, and he likes me, and we both do what we do to perfection. So, yeah, I think you're right. If you did a time lapse, if you took one of my guns from 2010, 2009, and you took pictures all the way through, you would see some differences growing, kind of shaping as we go. As I refined my technique, as I was able to help refine parts for the industry-wide, and then now the culmination of both of those things coming together.
Have you seen the Alien pistol?
No. I saw a video of it. I haven't seen it.
I mean, I look at it, and my first thought is that is such a departure from conventional gun design that I'd be very hesitant to buy it if it was $500, but it's $5,000. Did you know that?
No,
$5,000.
Well, that explains something, because somebody tagged me on a post on Instagram this morning and said, is it that, it was a video of it, and of somebody shooting it, and they said, is it worth the same money as a Chambers custom or somebody else's customs? And there was no response. And I was like, I wonder why they tagged me. I mean, how much can this gun be? I didn't know it was $5,000.
Well,
that's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money for an untested design. That's my first thought. I mean, every time Glock comes with a new generation, everybody's like, oh, wait a minute now. I don't like this. We don't need double springs.
Right.
We don't need springs on the guy rod.
But it's a $500 gun.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Right. But even then, they're going to wait.
Right.
Everybody wants to wait and see who's going to have. Not on my watch. I'm not going to have the mistakes.
Exactly.
It's not going to blow up on me. But my first, I mean, if somebody said, well, is this as good as a Chambers custom? I would say no, because yours work, and we know they work.
Right.
You've got that empirical data behind you that your guns work. And, I mean, have you ever had one sent back, except maybe to do something they wanted that they didn't get the first time around?
I have had one or two over the past decade sent back. Usually it's because people don't want to lubricate the gun.
It's not really trend setting, though, one or two over the last decade. That's not an indicator of an issue, I don't think.
No, and usually I get the gun in, and what we do when that has happened is I will take the gun out of the box, literally, take it to the range, shoot it.
Go ahead.
Shoot it as the guys are shooting a video of me shooting it.
Right.
And send that video of the gun working to the client and go, I don't have a problem. I don't know what I'm going to look at it for you, but here's me taking it out of the box, loading a magazine, shooting the gun right out of the box as you sent it to me.
Right.
With no issues. And then I go into, you know, seeing how I can help the client solve their problem.
Listen, you can't ever be you can't be knocked off your stroke, because the ladies always give me the high fives as they're going by, right? Anyway, yeah, that was Clover walking by. I haven't seen her in a while. So, you know, I look at that, and I like innovation and everything, but I think sometimes when you're looking at that kind of a design, that's sort of a departure. That's a little bit like going from what we have right now to get a rocket into the you know, break gravity's bonds, jumping straight from that to warp drive. I mean, I'd be a little hesitant to jump right into that.
And they're not the first company to try this.
Yeah.
Right? Let's keep in mind there was a company at SHOT Show a couple years ago that wasn't here last year.
Right. Didn't have the staying power, huh?
And a bunch of us bought their guns. And they're not here.
Does that start with an H?
Mm.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
You know, and I feel bad for those companies, because generally speaking, they had a great idea.
Right.
They had a good heart. It's not like they came out to try to rip anybody off. They had a real product that was viable. But for whatever reason, maybe they didn't do enough R&D, or they didn't have enough experience in parts manufacturing and dealing with that side. You know, a lot of times, some of these companies that come out with these ideas, you have an engineer that designs a gun. The engineer doesn't think about what's the bore diameter supposed to be on a barrel.
Right.
They just go, this is Sammy's spec. That's what we're using. And they don't ever contact somebody that has experience and knows, okay, yeah, that's Sammy's spec, but that ain't going to give you what the clients want. If you want what the clients want, this is what you got to do.
Right.
And so then they have problems, and then the problems come out because they send product to people like me to look at, and I tell them the problem, and they want to deny it, so then I have to tell other people the problem, and the next thing you know...
We'll have to... We got about a minute, so let me ask you this real quick. Have you gotten to the point now to where people that are unrelated to you will send you something and say, what do you think of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be really cool, and sometimes it's very conflicting.
Yeah.
You know, but when they do that, I always respect their anonymity, you know, and I always just do what they ask me to do, look at what they ask me to look at.
Right.
Give them my notes and send it back. And sometimes it's great, you know. There's been products that I've looked at that I go, I would buy one. And there's been products that I go, you probably should change this before you take it to market.
You're liable to transition into being a consulting gun designer, engineer type dude, walking around making $200 an hour.
That'd be fine.
Just remember the little people when you ascend to that height. But that's interesting. I could see why that would be the case. I mean, the stuff that you want to go look at, that I want to go look at with you, I want to just watch what you do and what you look for.
Sure.
Simply because, you know, I'm going to glean some of that off, and then that way when somebody sees me handling the gun, they'll be like, oh, that Bill, he knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
It almost looks like he's been hanging out with Joe Chambers. Joe Chambers, the one that passes the attitude test.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me. Let's do this again later on in the week as we go along.
Yeah.
Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.